Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
To the Sunday morning service for Fisher Ministry in South Carolina. Let's praise and worship the Lord.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Most High. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, Most High. Name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are saved. Name of the
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for another Sunday morning in your service with your people. And we lift our voices and our hearts to you. And we pray that you would find our worship acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name, amen.
Clap your hands, all you people.
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 Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Lift your hands towards heaven.
Lift your hands toward heaven.
Lift your hands towards heaven.
Lift your hands toward heaven.
Lift your hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Lift your hands towards heaven and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia.
hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people.
Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Clap your hands, all you people, and praise the Lord. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia. Singing Alleluia.
Alleluia. Hallelujah.
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Celebrate the presence of the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Celebrate the presence of the Lord. And be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice.
Morning. Good to be back after the conference. Still kind of on that, riding that wave. Where I'm going is Colossians 2, verse 6. You know, Phil came over. We were hanging out on the porch a little bit this morning, which worked out good because I'd gotten up just a touch early. So that was kind of a fun way to start the day. And here we're talking about Chiefs and Indians and among other things and how kind of easy it is just to be told what to do. And you don't really have to think about it. And for a lot of us, that's a good thing, you know. And I'm listening to the song we're singing, you know, the righteous run into the name of the Lord and they're saved. And in a sense, we are gifted, we are empowered, we're indwelt by the Holy Spirit, by the faith that Christ gave us, by the faith of Christ. And in that sense, no matter where you are in the structure of the body, you're still an Indian. You're still under the command, under the authority over you, which ultimately is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. And there's a comfort in that. Because if we're standing in the faith, then we hear Him, and we just do. And man, what a load off. You know, I was talking to Steve. I had sold my house, and I moved out here, and I had plans. And anybody ever had like $150,000, like cash? Okay, let's say you had $150,000 cash. Hey, you know that won't go near as far as you would think. And you know, we had plans and ideas of how things should work, and that has not really happened. And the amount of money we have to work with is greatly reduced. And I was talking to Steve when I was out there, Steve Aston out there at the conference about, you know, our desire to move out there. And I said, well, I don't really know how that would work. But I'm also not concerned about how that would work, because what I do know is if I stay in the faith, in the body, then when the day comes, in a sense, it's not my problem, because I'm still just an Indian. Yeah, what a load off. Let's go to Colossians 2. Let me get my iPhone up. Verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And we'll just finish the thought. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, it being the cross that he died on. So you may be in a position of authority in your home, in your workplace, in the body. If you're willing to stand in that faith, in his faith, it doesn't have to drag us down. And this, you know, as you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Because I always ask myself the same question. I'll hear something, and it'll ring true. I know it's right. And then I'm going, how does that work? I mean, how can that work for me? And Paul, the apostle, starts out with rooted and built up in Christ, you know, established in the faith. And it's always that same baseline. It's always that same area, and he addresses it. I think the Thessalonians were the only ones that had it right. If we are willing and cautious to stand justified in that faith and not be pulled back into, you know, touch not, taste not, handle not, the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was the Mosaic Law, it's there for a reason. It's there for a schoolmaster. It's not the means to salvation. And I came out of that conference uplifted. Quite often, I come out of those conferences feeling pretty beat up. Which, okay, if that's what needs to happen. But I know that if I stand in the faith of Christ, if we stand in the faith of Christ, if we don't get pulled back into our righteousness by works, I know that the future is bright for us, for this body. And that's what I have this morning.
Walk in his word, walk in his word. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ and walk in the power of his word. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ and walk in his ways, walk in his ways. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ and walk. Walk in his faith, put on the mind of Jesus Christ, and walk in the power of his faith. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ, and walk in his love, walk in his love. Put on the mind of Jesus Christ, and walk in the power of his love.
Well, good evening. Good morning. It is not a mirror image. I look in the mirror and I see dark.
You look better in the dark.
I do. Absolutely. Colossians is a great book, and the thing that out of chapter 2 that attracts my attention is Paul's concern for the Colossians, that in verse 2 their hearts might be comforted, steadied, and quieted. That is what I mean. Being knit together in love and all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If we could just grasp all that we can partake of in Jesus Christ, there's absolutely no limit for he who seeks that to partake in that. And sadly, our experience is frequently like mine, where you start feeling pretty good about things are pressing on, looking up, and all of a sudden you find you are really easily not patient in the patience, unswerving commitment to follow the Lord and his agenda, unshakable. The testimony of Paul was that he could not get kicked off of that path. He was going to pursue the higher calling that was in Christ Jesus. And to the end, I find that just about the time when I'm thinking, okay, things are going pretty good, I get knocked off. Like, where's my commitment? And it usually starts in some kind of deceit that I buy into. Or, as I have said many times in the past, health, financial, or relationship buttons get pushed. And suddenly you're just willing to forget all the stuff that's gone before about how good the Lord's been to you. And I'm going to tell you right now, I absolutely repent of that. The Lord's goodness is unquestionable. And his commitment to us is unshakable. So the only thing that wavers there is in here. But this chapter in Colossians is so good. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers in their targeting of you, to kill you, to destroy you, in cahoots with the enemy. He spoiled their plan. Made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. That means it was available for all to see. It wasn't a hidden act. It was a humiliation, a repudiation of their rightness and upstanding.
This is a Lord whose work is total. If you trust in Him, He will vanquish your enemies before you. Don't we hear David talking about that all the time? His word is true. And He's good. Lord, that we may become better disciples who are unswerving, unshakable, and committed to You and Your agenda, serving You faithfully each and every day, ministering to those who come before us faithfully, and delivering the unblemished word. In Jesus' name.
Good morning, everybody. I got volume there? Yeah. Good deal. Well, praise the Lord. You know, it's really nice. You know, I was kind of, you went and talked to Brad this morning. And I went to go talk to, you know, I went to go talk to some ministers this morning. And one of the things was, it was really nice to talk to them and to have, yeah, man. Whatever, that sounds great. Whatever you have me do. It's just a load off. I mean, it really, really is. Not going in a different direction, not seeing that, which is, and a lot of the things that we're talking about doing is actually talked about when Davey came down. It just kind of comes down the line of authority there. And it was just to praise the Lord. Really was. And one of the things that I do want to talk about is the song you sang, that song, was it Put on the Mind of Jesus Christ? And remember what happened. When did I remember when Davey was up there and he was preaching about, and you see it in the scriptures, but when the power of the Lord moved the most is when everybody was what? Of the same mind. Of the same mind. And I tell you, here in times past, but that's in the past, I don't care, I'm concerned right now. It's been like we've been all in our own direction. We've got so many great grand ideas, each and every single one of us, and we're scattered abroad, and nothing seems to come together. By the grace of God, things came together every now and then. It happened. But I don't know about you guys, but it's time to be His body. I mean, He's given us the power. He's given us His Spirit. He's given us His faith. Now it's really start time for us to make Him Lord of our lives and let Him move. Our old man, get out of the way and watch Him move and partake of the Father's plan at hand. I mean, I don't want to be not a part of His plan. I mean, we've seen the Lord move mightily in our lives. Don't we want that to be in others as well? I mean, in order for that to happen, we have to come together of the same mind. We're reading Corinthians. Here, 1 Corinthians. I'm going to start at verse 10. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. That's where we should be at all the time. And as Paul goes writing in the Corinthians, it kind of actually starts a little bit of a chastisement about not it being the case. About it not being the case. But didn't you see in the Scripture what happened when the walls of Jericho came down? What happened? Everybody had the same mind. We saw how the king had turned around when, as Steve read in Samuel, about the hand of the Lord came across and destroyed the enemy without them absolutely touching a sword or anything. What happened? They had to become of what? The same mind. And see, when that guy was out there talking on the gate trying to spread those lies and deceits and everything like that, everybody had to disregard it. They were scared, but they went and they repented in sackcloth and ashes before the Lord of how they had been. And what happened? The Lord moved mightily. See, if we want to see the Lord move, we need to be of His mind, not our own. And it's a comfort, Brad. You were talking about the comfort. Oh my goodness, it's a comfort. Praise God. I found out it wasn't according to my faith, but the faith that He put in me. Oh my goodness, I can trust that. Because He is faithful. Not was, He is now. What a relief. And it is a relief. But what happens is a lot of times where it becomes not a relief is when we quit choosing to make Him Lord. And we allow divisions to come us. We take upon, we listen to the fears and the old man and all these things. And all of a sudden, it's just shipwreck. There's no comfort in there. It's stress. It's just absolutely disarray. So let's get under that same mind. Now, as we're talking about putting on the mind of Christ, that's something that the Lord tells us to do, isn't it? But it's not something we manufacture. It's not something we do of our own. It's something that He does, but you need to allow Him to. And we have practice. We all have a boss. We work at a place. We all have authorities in the Lord. We all have that line of, we got the line of authority in our homes. And we have that practice on a daily. on a daily basis, and it's to praise the Lord. I remember a couple years ago where David was sitting there preaching, and he was talking about the thing where the Lord knows what you need, and He'll give you the boss that you need to get this thing right. And I'm pointing to my heart, those that are online. It's a beautiful thing. And the Lord's good, and we have opportunity every day. But I want to go to Corinthians chapter 12. And I went through a bunch of scriptures concerning this and didn't really know what place to go. And it says, look, on 12 verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know, and as I look at this, I'm taking, man, but you actually taking the Lord for being the Lord. It's your reasonable service. He died for you. Yeah, did I say something else? Forgive me. I apologize. Romans 12:1. I went back, not forward. Now, I wonder, I was getting some puzzling looks over here. I'm like, anybody confused? All right, that makes sense. So praise the Lord. Which is unreasonable. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, this is what the Lord does. That's what He died for. He gave you this gift. He gave you an entrance into Him. He gives you that mind. He gives you that love. He gives you that spirit. He gives you that faith. And the freedom that He gave you on the cross is that you don't have to be in bondage to that old carnal man anymore. And He's given and He's set you up in a way that you can learn His ways. You can walk in His ways. Through it be disciples, a brother and sister in the Lord, your boss at work. It doesn't matter. But He has given it to you. He's written it out plainly through His Word. You have Colossians, you have Corinthians, you have Philippians, and man, you got Ephesians, man, it clearly lays out His way. There's no confusion in that. The confusion comes when we try to justify ourselves in not doing that. And see, that's when pain and anguish and all these things come abroad our way. And it's like the Lord is sitting right there. He hasn't moved. He hasn't changed. He's just as available as He was a long time ago. What happens is that you move. He's right there. You move. You get out of the way. You go upon your own way, trying to be Lord of your own life. And we know what that always leads to. It hasn't been pretty for any of us when we've done that. Not a single one. And even while we were in going to church every day, even while we were so-called in the ministry, even in all these things, we still strayed away doing our own thing, being about our own agenda. But the time is at hand, so let's put that down. And we've seen every time we turned to the Lord and said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I'm here to serve you. Hasn't it been 20 million times better? It has. We get correction sometimes on the way. Praise God for that correction. Don't feel too good, I tell you that. But it's just to kick us back into play, man. And every time we've gotten corrected, we haven't liked it. But yet we chose to turn anyways. Hasn't it been the peaceable fruit of righteousness? there's that gift. It's right before you. There it is. In Philippians, it talks about working out your own salvation with fear and trembling. It's a personal choice to make Him Lord of your life. It's a personal choice to actually take hold of the freedom and all the gifts that He's given you. What's that? Daily choice, absolutely. Repeatedly. But Paul tells the Philippians to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And to be of the same mind. Once again, it's over and over and over. You see it again. And there's no reason of excuse. There's no justification. There's nothing that can say, that you can say and stand before the Lord and say, I didn't know. Or I couldn't do it. Or it was too big to me for me, Lord. See, that won't suffice. It really won't suffice. We have all been given clear direction. We have all been given freedom from the old man. We have all been given His love, His Spirit, with counsels, with people that's been through it, with priests that's been through it, and Him being the ultimate high priest. Freedom from the flesh, a new mind, a faith, not our own, praise God. A love, a new spirit, a new man. He's given us all that. And there's no excuse, there's no justification, there's nothing that will excuse you from doing His will for you personally. You personally, no matter what it is. It's all under the category of Indian. All of it. That's what Jesus was to the Father. All under that same category. So praise God, you have opportunity. Praise God, He's bigger than any Goliath. Any mountain, anything that you can say that is too big for you, yes, it's too big for you, but it's not too big for Him. He's the one that spoke things in existence. Spoke it. What power. What freedom. Look at David and Goliath. David was a small guy. Goliath was a giant. Didn't matter when it came to the Lord. And it doesn't matter in your situation or what you're facing up to. A lot of times we step back. We want God to do it. But He's given us the power. We're His body now. We're to come in His stead now. It's up to us. I was talking a little bit last night with another minister. And I screwed up the phrase of the fishes and fishing and all this stuff. But we're to do likewise as He did. Walk as Jesus walked. And we love to sit back. We would love to sit back and just have God do it all for us, right? Lord, I got, man, help me get out of this hole. Help me all these things. And what I mean by this is not in the sense of that you do it with your strength. No, you just choose to believe God. And then you step out because you can believe God. And because He is that big. And He is that able. But He can't make you choose to stand up and believe Him. We've seen it countless of times over and over and over again. Where what did they fall into? Why were they not grafted in? Or why were they cut off in the first place? I'm sorry, because of unbelief. Why did the first generation not enter into the promised land? Because of unbelief. Why did the Israelites over and over, time and time again, fall into other idols? Because of unbelief. So there is a part where you just stand up. If you can just stand up and say, Lord, I believe you, and I trust in the faith that you've given me. I trust in what you've given me, the man, and I trust that you're able. And if you could just stand up and do that and do thy diligence to go forward and believe it no matter what comes your way, watch him move mightily. Watch him move mightily. And folks, we're not just doing it for our sakes. We're doing it for those that are without. And our focus has to start getting on him and not ourselves. His agenda, not ours. Don't listen to that old man. We were just reading in Colossians where he made a spoil of all these principalities and powers. Man, he triumphed over them. Man, he's given us that victory. We need to walk in it. We need to. It's our choice, amen. But I'm telling us we need to. It's something we need to do. We need to do daily. If not, we just die and we go to hell. And it ain't going to be anybody's fault except your own. Because he's given you everything you need. Everything you need. Everything. So no matter what circumstances, no matter what situation, no matter how hard the thing may seem that be in front of you, God's bigger. Rely on that. Lord, I don't think my faith is strong enough. It's not, but mine was. Rely on that. Lord, they look like giants to me. I don't know if I can do this. I took him down Goliath and the armies of the host that came against Israel. Trust in me. What he says. Not this man. Him. Jesus. Let's not let that excuse be a part of our life any longer. Let's not Satan have his victory any longer. Let's not let that old man take us down any longer and keep letting him rob us of the good things that God has for you and for others. Amen? So let's get out here this day walking differently as the body. Because he's given us that opportunity. And let's not throw it in the trash. Amen? Amen.
Teach me, show me that. Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.